Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And, oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. Going to go to the phones here, bringing on somebody that I've had the honor of knowing for several years. John Rogers is a native Alabamian, worked with me in politics and then went on to work in Montgomery. And then from Montgomery, got picked up to work with Signal, which is spelled C-Y-G-N-A-L, Signal Polling and Analytics. And he is now in D.C. doing national level work. And they are one of the most reputable pollsters out there. Great reputation, good company, Alabama-based, but now national in scope. And so, yeah, John Rogers, pollster with Signal Polling. How you doing, my brother?
Phil, great to be on with you. You know, it's 181 days until the presidential election, but who's counting? 6 months away, and, you know, it feels like the speed is getting ramped up to nine, and, you know, it's been a crazy election cycle already.
Well, it has. I think it's made crazier by the personalities, by the lawfare, by the shenanigans. You know, it's by the age of the candidates. I mean, there is so much for y'all to poll right now. I'm fascinated by this. So, what I'd love to hear is whether it be yours or referencing other, you know, major polling outfits. What trends are you seeing? Where are we going with this thing, according to what the people are saying right now?
Sure. Well, what we have right now is we have two really well-known quantities, right, in Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And these, you know, voters know who they are. And that's why I think even with the difference, you know, they have the jury trial that's going on in Manhattan and there, you know, other legal cases surrounding former President Trump. But even with all of that going on the ballot, Trump is still ahead of Biden. In our last national survey, which we just wrapped up a couple of weeks ago, Trump has got a 2-point lead over Biden in the national election. So, you know, these trials that are being conducted, there could be some things that come out that may hurt Trump with certain voter groups, but I don't think it's going to have quite as much of an effect as some of the commentators expected 6 months or even a year ago.
Well, that's kind of been the way it's been perceived. I mean, I know that the mainstream media really wants this to be the downfall. If you watch The View, every time the courtroom doors are opened, somehow another Trump falls 3 points in the polls. But it's not really panning out that way. In fact, it almost seems like it's endearing him to people in some ways.
I think if you're a Republican voter, you already know what you feel about Trump. And even for a lot of those independents, like we said, they already have a pretty well-formed opinion of President Trump. And, you know, the issue set that's out there right now as far as the things that are really mattering to voters, we've seen, so we do a national survey every month, and what we've seen over the last 4 to 5 months is illegal immigration has climbed as a top priority for voters over the last, you know, 5 to 6 months. And
yeah.
So inflation is still the top priority for voters. 27% of voters nationally said that inflation in the economy is their top priority, but actually illegal immigration has now risen to be number two. And yet 25% of voters who are saying that illegal immigration, you know, is their top priority for, you know, men over the age of 55, it's their top priority. For Republicans, it's their top priority. But even for independents, it's the second highest priority that they have. And that's an issue that, you know, what's happening now is that President Biden and the White House, they're trying to say, oh, well, there was this bill a month ago that Senator Lankford and a couple of other Republicans were involved in, and it was this bipartisan bill, but then other Republicans scuttled it, and it would have solved the border crisis. Voters don't believe that.
Yeah.
Because voters understand that the left has really never been serious about border security.
Well, I think that's a given. I mean, I would hope so. Every once in a while, I get worried about whether or not there's some, you know, what I would call a low information voter out there who's just picking up the sound bites and going with it. But the truth is, I think most people are seeing a story that has now become viral in and of its own right. Every state is now a border state. Every community is now a border community, it feels like. And the level of strain upon the systems is being felt by people left and right. And then when you have things like Lake and Riley being murdered over in Georgia, by an illegal alien, you look at it and go, good gosh, how would anybody miss this story? So you're telling me that's the impactful thing right now in the campaign season.
Right. That's the thing. That's the issue that has really risen to the top. And again, it's not just for Republican primary voters, right? So like we poll all the time in a lot of different states, in congressional races and races for U.S. Senate and obviously the presidential race. And for Republican voters, immigration has been the top priority for a long time. But really what you're starting to see is that you're starting to see a number of independents, especially independents over the age of 50, 55. And those people turn out to vote usually. And that they're a lot more concerned about immigration than they used to be. And that's something that is very difficult for the White House, because you have a progressive, young, urban base that on issues like immigration or on issues like the campus protests or the war between, Palestine, Hamas, and Israel, the White House can't triangulate on that. Or I guess they could, but they're choosing not to.
Yeah.
And so they're getting pulled really far to the left. And, you know, if they were just a little bit more moderate on some of these issues, they could pick up some support. But that's not where they're headed at all.
Well, so let me ask you a couple of things about where it does seem like there's other impact that are not truly, impacting Republicans much. But Democrats seem to have been hanging their hat on the idea of abortion rights. And I'm curious where you see that one right now. And then secondly, it's not an issue per se, but there's a third party candidate. RFK is in there. Who's he hurting most, Trump or Biden?
Well, let me address that second question, which is a question that everybody in the political, sphere is asking, who Kennedy will draw more from. And right now, so in our last national survey, when we did the full presidential ballot, Trump was at 42%, Biden was at 39%, and then Kennedy was at 9%. And really, we think that for Kennedy, that share, it might go up a little bit, but we think that that's probably a ceiling for him, because he's behaving like other third-party candidates have, where early in the cycle, people will give a lot of consideration, but then as you get closer and closer, as November comes closer and closer, it's more likely that those voters are going to say, I really have a tough time actually pulling the lever for an independent candidate. But to your question, he's polling usually a little bit more Democrat voters than he is Republican voters.
Yeah.
Now, things have shifted somewhat the last couple of months. And so I think if you're Trump's camp or if you're Biden's camp, you can't be really too relaxed about the influence that he could have on the ballot, because it's just, he's a pretty idiosyncratic candidate. You know, if you're on X, Twitter, you see people like Elon Musk retweeting his stuff, but then, he'll say something about abortion, and it's pretty clear he's no conservative.
Yeah. Well, and look who he picked for his VP. He picked an extremely liberal from California for a VP. All right, man, what do you think about abortion? Where are we seeing that in the polls?
So this is it's really interesting, because this has become a state issue in a lot of ways, obviously, with the Dobbs decision. And there's a number of different states around the country. Right now, it's going to be probably between 6 and 9 states that they'll have some kind of ballot initiative or some kind of constitutional amendment in that state. So a really good example here is Florida. Florida recently passed an abortion ban that would begin at 6 weeks. And so you've had some liberal pro-abortion, pro-choice groups that have worked hard to get enough signatures on, they've crossed the qualifying threshold for signatures in Florida. So there will be really an extremist abortion access amendment that will be on the ballot in Florida.
Wow.
And in Florida, you have to have 60% of the vote, 60% vote yes, in order to pass that constitutional amendment. So, how it shakes out in Florida, I don't think it's going to affect the presidential ballot that much. And, Florida is not the swing state that it was during the days of Bush v. Gore, the 2000 election. But in some other states like Arizona, there's a good chance that there's going to be also an abortion access amendment in Arizona that will be on the ballot. And that could be something that would gin up some enthusiasm among some of the younger, kind of more progressive voting crowd for sure. But, it's an issue that is really kind of a state-by-state thing. And there are some states where the pro-life camp is very well organized, and it has done a really good job at saying, like, look, this is what you're being told, but it's actually much more of an extremist amendment than what the pro-choice camp is saying. And then there are some states where the pro-life community is not as well organized, obviously to its own detriment.
Well, that's fascinating. All right, let me ask you this. We got a couple minutes left. What about battleground states? Where is the true battleground? Is Trump going to grab anything that Biden had last time? Is there a battleground that we should be eyes on right now because it could swing the entire campaign?
Yeah, I think the states that you really want to pay attention to are the upper Midwest states of Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. Those are three states that you really want to pay attention to. And then a couple of other states that you could throw in would be Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. And I think Georgia, actually, I feel pretty good about that compared to where we were in 2020 or even in 2022. Governor Kemp has done a great job as the chief executive of that state. I think things are in a good position that Trump would win Georgia if the election were held today and Republicans at the state legislative level would do well. But those other states, Pennsylvania is really key for Biden. If Biden does not win Pennsylvania, it is going to be very difficult for him to win the election because of the way that the Electoral College math breaks out. And, you know, Pennsylvania, I think it's got 29 electoral votes, if I recall correctly. So Pennsylvania, I would say, would be the state that you really want to pay attention to. Michigan and Wisconsin, there are very competitive U.S. Senate races that are going to be going on in the general election as well that will have an impact in the presidential race. I would say of those states, I think Wisconsin is probably the toughest reach for the GOP and for Trump, but it's still definitely in play, and that's partly why the RNC is holding their summer convention in Milwaukee. I think it's in June.
Wow. All right. That's just fascinating to me. And by the way, thank you for making time for us today. I really appreciate that. I'm gonna kick off a little bit more material on my own after this next break. But John Rogers with Signal Polling, that's CYGNAL, Signal Polling. Hey, do me a favor. Tell Brent Buchanan I said hello. All right.
We'll do. Phil, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, John. We'll see you. All right, man. I mean, listen, he is neck deep in it. I mean, the guy is geeking on numbers every single day. And I love the fact that they are nationally known now. I've seen Brent Buchanan has been on Fox News and others. Brent Buchanan is the guy who started the company. Used to deal with him down in Montgomery all the time and talk to him down there. Great guy. Loves the Lord. Good dude. And John Rogers actually ran my campaign. He got into politics right here in Gadsden working my campaign. And now he's up in D.C. doing national stuff. Very cool. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come back and do more about By the Numbers. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.